You'll see that the message today is called The Dove. There are various names given to God's Spirit. We talk about the Holy Spirit. We know from Scripture that there was a flame when Jesus was baptized. We heard that, didn't we? Any other titles you know of for the Spirit? Wind? Mm-hmm. Wind. Sorry? Comforter, counselor. Yeah. Guide. Right, well, the one we're going to look at today is the dove. Thank you to Brian for the reading. I just want to give you verse 16 at the moment. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Although we must avoid pressing too hard on the types and symbols that may be in the Bible, we must also avoid the opposite extreme of ignoring them, because they have their place. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit is repeatedly represented as a dove. So let us see what truth we can learn by using the dove as our symbol of the Holy Spirit. Number one, the priority of the Holy Spirit as a dove. The Holy Spirit is presented as a dove early in the Bible. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The earth was formless, just like a bird hovering over the nest until the young come. So the Holy Spirit hovered over the rest of the deep until form and life came forth. So the priority of the Holy Spirit as dove starts right there in the beginning of God's word. Number two, there is the picture of the Holy Spirit as a dove. We saw in the verse that I shared that Jesus saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove. And these words are confirmed by Mark, by Luke, and by John. It is no accident that this beautiful and significant deal of our Lord's baptism is so vividly described by all gospel writers. I don't know about you. Can you think back of your own baptism? Believer's baptism. I remember mine. I was known to be scared of water, and the thought of going down didn't really please me. But the Spirit took over, I'll tell you this, because when I came out of the water, there were tears in my eyes. And my dear pastor said, "Oh, Bruce, I hope I didn't take you down too far." And I was able to say, "No, these tears are tears of joy." It was such a special moment. I'd forgotten about the danger of water. The Holy Spirit. Number three, the parallel of the Holy Spirit as a dove. One scholar has suggested that there are seven common qualities of the dove and of the spirit. And this is what they say, he says they are. Clean in nature, gentle in manner, constant in love, particular in food, swift of wing, beautiful and social in habit. And I'd like to suggest to you that the parallel of the dove and the spirit is emphasized in the performance of each of those things. Also, the parallel of the Holy Spirit, each is a great lover. The image of the dove is imprinted on some marriage licenses, and by nature, the dove is a love bird. Solomon 5, my darling, my dove, and my dove, my perfect one. Each, spirit and the dove, each is sacrificial. The dove was a bird of sacrifice. The Holy Spirit does not speak of himself, but he sacrifices position in the favor of the Lord Jesus. In other words, he glorifies Christ. Each of those, dove and the Spirit, is a symbol of peace. It was the dove that brought back the olive leaf, do you remember, to Noah? It brought the message of peace to Noah. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. There's peace. Jesus sent his disciples out, telling them to be shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. And it is said that the dove has not gall in its body. You could say this is something to us of the Spirit, because the Spirit is without bitterness. Another likeness, each mourns. Hezekiah said in Isaiah 38 verse 14, I moaned like a mourning dove. And later, we moan mournfully like doves. And then in Romans, it tells us that the Holy Spirit, chapter 8, verse 26, intercedes for us, how? With groans that words cannot express. And Ephesians 4, verse 30, the Holy Spirit grieves. And when we let the Spirit down, I'm sure he grieves over us. But you see, each mourn. The dove mourns, the Spirit mourns. And another similarity is that each is a messenger. Just as the dove brought that message to Noah after the flood, so Jesus said this, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said. The next similarity, each loves a home. Isaiah 60 verse 8, it says, who are these that fly along the clouds like doves in their nest? Speaking about the Father, Son, and Spirit, in John 14 we read this, we will come and make our home with him. The Holy Spirit loves a home and wants to take up permanent resident in us. I wonder, is the Holy Spirit in resident in our homes? Is the Holy Spirit resident in our lives? And the last likeness is each may depart finally. Genesis 8 verse 12, Noah waited 7 more days And then he sent out the dove again. This time, the dove did not return. His work was over. Genesis 6, verse 3, my spirit will not contend with man forever. It is of the fatal and final departure of the spirit that Jesus speaks of in Matthew chapter 12, when he teaches about blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. So, friends, may we respond to the presence and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And may we work so that there will be no dreadful day of his departure. What could we do without the Spirit? I would never have spoken in public if it wasn't for the Spirit. But that day in Paul's Cathedral, when I knelt in the prayer chapel, I was worried because I'd had a letter telling me that I should go and found an organization for young boys. It came from the Archbishop of Canterbury. He said, what you're saying is good. Why don't you get on with it? And oh dear, I just fell on my knees. And then I knew something happened. Something entered my life. I forgot who I was. It didn't matter. All I knew was someone was telling me, go and do it. And you know, yesterday we had a phone call at our home. And it was a chappie who's in the boys' brigade. He's responsible currently for looking back and forming a, what do you call it, Eunice? Archive of the boys' brigade. And he'd picked up a leaflet about the imps. He said, I don't know too much about it, but I want to put it in because it's an important part of the brigade's work. I said to him that I'd received a lovely letter from the president of the brigade when I sent out a booklet to him. I said, he's a Lord in the House of Lords. Oh yes, a wonderful president, he said, but he retired last year. I didn't know that. But anyway, so they want pictures, they want books to help them in this looking back over the history of the Boys' Brigade. In other words, they're saying now that the age that they fought against, brigade fought against, and so did the scouts, of going under 8 or 9. But now they are agreeing that what Lieutenant General Sir John Glubb said to me, you've got to start much earlier. And they're going to acknowledge that. And I said to him, do you know what has happened since? Not sure, he said. I said, well, I said, all of our imp groups were in churches where there were boys' brigade or scouts. And so when they lowered their age, we felt that work was done and we thanked the Lord for it. And that is what happened. And that's what now is going into all these archives. It was a phone call that shook me very much yesterday. But there we are. The Holy Spirit lives to set us free. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin and of our need of a Savior. The Holy Spirit comes to reside in all who accept Jesus as their Savior. He comes to guide and lead us into all truth. He encourages us to display the fruit of the Spirit. How important that is, that people see that fruit in our lives. And he gives us at least one gift of the Spirit. That's given to all believers. The Spirit is our constant counselor, comforter and guide. And in turn, we may go out because of that in the power of the Spirit and do our Master's will. And to him, to Jesus, be all honor and glory. Amen.
And a blooming dove. He said, look, I've got web feet. And they've both got web feet. So that went down the charity shop. But I was so pleased with my puppy. I was one seagull.